for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A jury recommends life in prison for the neo-Nazi who drove into a crowd of protesters at last year's white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. And Governor Northam proposes more pay raises for Virginia teachers. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A jury says James Alex Fields Jr. should spend the rest of his life in prison for the car attack that killed Heather Heyer and injured dozens of others in Charlottesville in August 2017. Virginia Public Radio's David Seidel has reaction to the sentence.
The mother of Heather Heyer, the woman killed by Fields, says she's content with the jury's recommendation. After Tuesday's sentencing, Susan Breaux told reporters the community must keep working towards social justice.
The things that Heather died for, I'm not seeing a lot of progress in the last year and a half. So let's take heart in the fact that we have won a victory today, but keep in mind that we must put direct action to our words.
The jury heard powerful testimony from Breaux and several others injured in the 2017 attack and from a psychologist about Fields' mental problems. Jurors deliberated for hours before recommending a life sentence for first-degree murder plus 419 additional years for the 9 other criminal convictions. A judge will formally impose a sentence in March. Under Virginia law, he could lower the amount of prison time. I'm David Seidel.
Fields also faces a federal trial for an array of alleged hate crimes related to the incident, including one offense that carries a possible death sentence. Meanwhile, he will serve time in a state penitentiary. Governor Ralph Northam is proposing a 5% pay raise for teachers, up from the 3% already slated. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports on a list of educational priorities the governor will present to lawmakers next week.
Governor Northam says Virginia is on solid financial ground, and it's time to invest in public schools. During a press conference Tuesday, he outlined proposals to spend more money on at-risk students and on school construction projects. Teachers are already slated for a 3% pay raise next year, but Northam would like to bump that up to 5%. Keith Perigin is superintendent in Bristol.
Our teachers are among the lowest paid in Southwest Virginia. Southwest Virginia teachers rank among the lowest in Virginia, and Virginia ranks among the lowest in the nation. And so it's very easy to see why it would be hard for us to compete with salaries from Tennessee, which Bristol's right on that state line. But North Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia are not far apart either.
Virginia's Republican-controlled legislature gets its say on the budget when the General Assembly meets in January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.